Old business, and the first item on the old business is conditional use number 2530, Whitney Price.
Madam Chair, Mr. Robertson's going to read a motion into the record on my behalf.
Thank you, Mr. Mears. And Madam Chair, Mr. Mears' motion is that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2530 for Whitney Price for two seasonal bungalows based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application is for two seasonal bungalows as short-term vacation rental units in addition to the applicant's existing home on the property. Two, with the conditions and limitations included in this recommendation, it will not adversely affect neighboring properties. Three, with the use being limited to just two small seasonal bungalows, there will be no more than a very low impact on traffic and area roadways. Four, the applicant has stated that there is a need for this type of use, and the bungalows provide a unique, affordable option for visitors to Sussex County and its beach areas. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than two bungalow-style structures on this property in addition to the applicant's existing home. This use shall be considered a tourist home under the code, and neither structure shall have kitchen facilities. B, it appears from the preliminary site plan that a shed and one of the bungalows encroach onto the property setbacks. These structures shall be relocated so that they are entirely outside of the setback areas. The location of the structures as relocated with the bathroom facilities shall be shown on the final site plan. C, prior to final site plan approval, the applicant shall provide confirmation from DENREC that the septic system in use on the property is sufficient for the home and two bungalows. D, prior to final site plan approval, the applicant shall confirm with county staff that the bungalows and bathroom facilities comply with all applicable building codes for these types of uses. E, there shall be at least one on-site parking space designated for each bungalow in addition to the two spaces required for the existing home. These shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. F, the bungalows and bathroom facilities shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways by a vegetated buffer. The location of this buffer shall be shown on the final site plan. G, one small unlighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 8 square feet in size. H, the use shall only be permitted to occur between March 1 and November 1 of each year. I, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. It must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning within 4 months of Council's action on this application to avoid further code enforcement against the applicant and the property.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson.
Welcome.
So moved.
I second the motion.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Allen?
I'd like to let you know that I did listen to this and I wasn't present at this meeting, but I did watch it online. Okay. I am eligible to vote, so I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I'm going to be the lone no vote, probably. I just am concerned about this being a use that could easily spread throughout the beach areas. Be a little bit more disruptive than I think we might want.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Passwaters.
For the record, I have reviewed the broadcast and record and therefore are eligible to vote on this application, and I vote yes for the reason stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair, while I support small business ventures, I can't support this one for reasons similar to what Mr. Collins had stated. I'm afraid that we're going to start on a slippery slope. We have a lot of communities in our county that are older that don't have HOAs to protect the people that are already living there. So I'm just concerned that this might be something that's going to pop up in other places. So I vote no. Okay, the motion carries 3-2. Thank you.